Exalt the name of the Lord. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Magnify the King of glory. Magnify the great I am. He is the King of glory. He's the El Shaddai. There is no one like our God. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all adoration. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have worship.
Amen.
Before you sit down, I want you to put your hand upon your head. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In this month of February.
In this month of February.
Throughout this year and beyond.
Throughout this year and beyond.
My head will not reject honor.
My head will not reject
honor. My head will not reject honor.
My head will not
in
reject
the name
honor.
Of Jesus Christ. I want you to begin to pray. That your head will not reject honor. It will not reject honor. In the name of Jesus. But it will attract honor. It will attract favor. It will attract honor. It will attract favor. In the name of Jesus. Your head will not reject honor. Your head will not reject honor. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your head will not reject honor. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your head will not reject honor. Open your mouth. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
You know, sometimes where your matter matters, you need people that matter to speak in your matter. At such times, a case can come up and somebody will say, it's not this person we want. That's the end. But in your own case, he will cause everyone to remember you.
Amen.
Where your matter matter, God will raise people that matter to talk in your favor.
Amen.
When they were about dealing with the apostles, but God raised a Gamaliel. Gamaliel was such a man of influence, a man of affluence, a man when he speaks, people listen. Gamaliel said, no, don't touch these ones. Don't touch these ones. If they are of God, you can't fight God. He spoke and everyone listened. You are going to ask the Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, where my matter matters, Lord, raise people that matter to speak in my favor, to speak in my favor, in the name of Jesus Christ, to honor me, to favor me, in the name of Jesus, where my matter matters, Father, raise people that matter, raise people from the places, from the kings, from the governors, from the president, to speak, to honor me, to favor me, in the name of Jesus. Father, where my matter matters, where my matter matters, Lord, raise a voice for me, raise a voice for me, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
I want you to pray this prayer. See, whether we like it or not, there are powers that don't want your voice to be heard. You are going to pray. Every voice that want to silence my voice, Father, silence them. In the name of Jesus, every voice that want to silence my voice, every person, every power that does not want my voice to be heard, Father, silence them, O Lord. Silence them, O Lord. Silence them, O Lord. Silence them, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, silence them. Lord, silence them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, silence them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, silence them, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, silence them, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Bless be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' book of remembrance, but this month, forgotten. God will cause the book of remembrance to be open and you will be remembered.
Amen.
You'll be remembered to be honored.
Amen.
You'll be remembered to be favored.
Amen.
You'll be to be elevated.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are going to pray. Everything, every garment of shame that have been covering me, Father, in this month, let it be replaced with the garment of honor. In the name of, open your mouth, begin to pray. Every garment of shame, every garment of retrogression, every garment of shame, let it be replaced now. Let it be burned to pieces now. In the name of Jesus, every garment of shame, I cancel it. I burn it to pieces. In the name of Jesus, I replace it with the garment of honor. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
You see, in the realm of the spirit, there is no vacuum. No vacuum. When you uproot something, you need to plant something. When you chase something out, you need to chase something in. That's the way it works. That's why when God tells you what not to do, he will tell you what to do. The garment of shame has been burnt by fire. Now, which garment do you want? The garment of honor, the garment of favor. I want to begin to pray. Oh, Lord, let the garment of favor, let the garment of honor, let it begin to clothe me in the name of Jesus. Let it begin my clothing. The garment of honor, the garment of honor, let it be my clothing. The garment of honor, let it be my clothing. In the name of Jesus Christ. The garment of honor, let it be my clothing. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
The Ancient of Days, the Great I Am, we thank you for today, the first day in the month of February. Lord, we give you all the praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, as we are coming to your presence today, Father, clothe everyone, O God, with the garment of honor.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
By reason of your honor upon our lives, Lord, where our matter matters, you will raise men and women that matter to speak on our matter.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They will speak in our favor.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. And your name alone will be glorified.
Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus, precious, awesome, wonderful, magnificent name we have prayed.
Amen.
Jam your hand together for the Lord as you take your seat. Hallelujah. I welcome you to the first hour refreshing in the month of February. Today is the first day in the month of February. Is God not faithful? Oh, Father, we give you all the praise in the name of Jesus Christ. The theme for this month is the garment of honor. Somebody say garment of honor. Garment of shame will not be mentioned where you are in the name of Jesus Christ. From today, it is garment of honor. So the topic we are going to be treating is the place of honor in divine royalty. The place of honor in divine royalty. And of course, our test is the test for the year. I want us to personalize, internalize that test until it becomes a working power inside of you. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. Say, but you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are a peculiar people. And he wants you to show forth the praises of he who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I want you to know that royalty has a relationship with honor. Royalty has a relationship with honor. When you talk of royalty, you are also talking about honor. Because honor is an integral part of royalty. When a king is coming, you want to see how you will honor the king. It's an integral part. In this year of royalty, your head will not lack honor in Jesus' name. Honor. What does it mean to honor? Honor is to show esteem, to show respect. It's to show reverence to someone who deserves it. I want to say at this point that the supreme level of honor is unto God. The supreme level of honor. Don't honor man more than you honor God. Don't respect man more than you respect God. In our contemporary times, there are people, they honor and value men of God more than they obey God. It may sound strange, but it's true. The kind of honor and respect you give to men and women of God, but when God tells you to do something, you don't do it. You disobey God. But when your father in the Lord or your mother in the Lord tell you to do it, you run to do it. God says, if I be your father, where is my honor? The one that deserves the highest honor is God. Somebody say God. When you honor God, God will honor you. And when you honor God, God will compare men and women to honor you. When you honor God, God will call the heaven and earth to honor you. From today, heaven and earth will honor you in Jesus' name. So, but we must have the right perspective that the highest honor, the greatest honor, is unto God Almighty. When you acknowledge God and you honor him in all his ways, it will compel men to honor you. The Bible says the heart of a king is in his hand. He can turn it, he can turn the heart of king to favor you, to honor you. From today, as you honor God with the whole of your heart, he will turn the heart of those that matter to honor you in Jesus' name. When you genuinely honor God, God will place honor upon your life. Honor. Honor. I want you to know that honor is sweet. Somebody say honor is sweet. Oh yes, honor is sweet. If you don't believe me, try dishonor. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. When one is in dishonor, he loses identity, loses dignity. But when you are honored, you are respected, your dignity is intact. From today, your identity of royalty will confer honor to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to speak to you in the name of Jesus. This month of February, you will know God like never before. If you want to experience honor like never before, you need to know God like never before. As you seek God, you will see God. As you seek God, you will see God. As you seek God, let me put it, you will find God. In the name of Jesus Christ. And as you find God, you will know God. There are people, they see God, but they don't know him. In John chapter 5, that guy was at the pool of Bethesda. He was looking for help. When help came, he didn't know. He didn't even know that it was Jesus that was there. I said, do you want to be made whole? He said, I don't have a man. He was busy looking for something that is already there. I speak to you. As you seek God, you will see God. And as you see God, you will know God in the name of Jesus. If you don't know him, you can't maximize his presence. You can't maximize his presence. What you don't know, you cannot maximize. From today, you will know God more than ever in Jesus' name. As you search the word of God, you will discover light and revelation in Jesus' name. That is what will turn your life around. Seek God, search his word, and discover for yourself light and revelation. Light and revelation. That's what makes a difference. Lift up your right hand. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, as your sons and your daughters, they seek you. They seek your word. Father, let them contact light. Let them contact revelations. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, their spiritual life, let it never go down. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, in their covenant work with you, Father, accelerate them forward. Accelerate them forward in the place of prayers, in the place of the word. Accelerate them forward in Jesus' name. We are preaching the gospel. One area that we desire honor is when we speak on his behalf, there is speedy confirmation. Immediate confirmation. He honors his word in your mouth. Otherwise, it will be frustration. Imagine you are speaking on behalf of God and God does not honor the word you are speaking. It is frustration. From today, you will not be frustrated. Father, in the name of Jesus, as your people speak your word, Father, honor your word in their mouth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, honor your word in their mouth. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I want us to know 10 things about honor. 10 things about honor, briefly. Number one, honor is a symbol of royalty, priesthood, kingship, and sonship in the kingdom. These you find in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, which is our anchor scripture. Honor is a symbol of royalty. Honor is a symbol of priesthood. Honor is a symbol of kingship. Honor is a symbol of sonship in the kingdom. When you are a priest or a king, royalty is conferred on you, and honor becomes your identity. That's number one. Number two, honor is an identity, and you cannot carry honor and not be known with honor. When you carry honor, you must be known with honor. Honor is what? It's an identity. Honor is what? An identity. When you carry honor, you will be known with honor. Hallelujah. From today, your life will be identified with honor in Jesus' name. Number three, honor is one of the seven dividends of redemption. Honor is what? One of the seven dividends of redemption. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. It says, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive what? Power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. These are the dividends of redemption. So honor is one of the dividends of redemption. That means when you are genuinely redeemed, honor is your heritage in Christ. It is against the covenant of redemption to carry dishonor. It is against the covenant of redemption to carry shame and reproach. Because inside the package of redemption is honor. Hallelujah. Number four, enduring honor comes from God. Enduring honor comes from who? It comes from God. Psalm 8, verse 4 and 5. He said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him. Verse 5. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with honor and glory. So honor is a crown. Honor is what? It's a crown. God crowns his people with honor and glory. From today, when somebody look at your head, he will see the crown of honor upon you in Jesus' name. He will see the crown of glory upon you in Jesus' name. He said, thou hast crowned him with honor and glory. Honor and glory. Number 5. Understanding is important to manifest and maximize honor. You need understanding to be able to maximize the honor that is conferred upon you. If you are in the honor and you don't have understanding, the Bible says you are like a beast. When I saw this scripture, I was wondering, how can a human being be compared to a beast just because of lack of understanding? And this is the second scripture that keeps me to wonder. The other one, it says, a man that wandereth out of the way of understanding is like somebody that lives in the congregation of the dead. So when you don't have understanding, it's saying that you are in the congregation of the dead. And now he's saying in Psalm 49, verse 20, he said, a man that had honor and understandeth not is like the beast that perished. A man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beast that perished. The man that is in honor but does not understand is like the beast that perished. I pray tonight that God will open your eyes and open your understanding to know what God has given to you by redemption in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 6. Honor. Honoring God provokes honor to man. When you honor God, you are provoking honor to yourself. And God can honor you directly. And he can cause men to honor you. He can cause heaven to honor you. He can cause earth to honor you. All you need to do is to honor God. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30b, God is saying, for them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. The B part of it. But they that honor me, I will honor. God is saying, if you honor me, I honor you. If you don't honor me, I will not honor you. That is God Almighty saying. If I were you, I would do everything to honor God. What about you? What will you do? You do everything to honor God. Because that is what provokes honor. In the name of Jesus Christ. The grace to honor God with the whole of your heart, receive it in Jesus' name. Number 7, it is a covenant responsibility of every child of God that wants to live in honor, that wants to live in longevity and well-being, to honor God always and honor both your spiritual and biological parents. Your spiritual and biological parents, you need to honor them. God, you need to honor him. There are people that they preach big preaching. They pray in tongues, but they don't send money to their parents to honor them. There are people that they don't know what it means to honor their spiritual parents. This is early in the year. There are people that don't know how to honor God with their first fruit. They don't know. If you honor God, it does not add to God. If you don't honor him, it does not remove from him. It is for your benefit. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2 to 3. He said, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and that thou may live long on the earth. So when you honor your parents, he said, it will be well with you, and then you will live long on the earth. It's a secret. Don't be in Lagos or be in Abuja or be in America. You are making all the money. You've forgotten your parents. Biological parents and even spiritual parents. It's for your good. They may not need that money or that gift, but you need something from them. Because when you do it, God himself is the one, he is the one that commanded, he's the one that will make sure that you are honored. From today, you will be honored in Jesus' name. In Malachi chapter 1, verse 6a, he said, a son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If I be your father, where is my honor? Hallelujah. If I be your father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Said the Lord of hosts. I want us to examine ourselves. God is a son, honors his father. If I am actually your father, where is my honor? If I am your master, where is my fear? He's not talking about talk of the lips. There are people, they can talk with their mouth, but their heart is far. He says, there are those, they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. God does not want lips honor. He wants honor that comes from the heart. Somebody say, I hear. Praise the name of the Lord. Which number are we now? Number 8. Honor is transferable by right association and connection. Honor is what? It's transferable. When you walk with people in honor, you will contact honor. When you walk with people with honor, you will contact honor. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, of fools, he that walketh with the wise shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. This year, you will not walk with fools. All the days and the weeks and the month of this year, you will not walk with fools. In the name of Jesus Christ, he that walketh with the wise shall be wise. There is no limit. They say this one has got to the highest form of wisdom. No. As long as you live, there is a higher level of wisdom you need to get to. From today, God will connect you to the people that will help your wisdom to increase in Jesus' name. Number 9. To be in honor is a choice. Somebody say it's a choice. To be in honor is a choice. If you desire honor and sow the seed of honor to God, you will get honor in return. To be in honor is a choice. If you desire honor and you sow the seed of honor to God, you will get honor in return. It's a choice. It's a choice. There are people that decide not to be in honor because they are not doing what they need to do. Praise God. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20. Say, but in the great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth. How many vessels do we have there? Gold, silver, wood, and earth. I want you to know that that is the makeup of each one. The gold is not superior to the wood. And the wood is not inferior to the gold. I want you to know that. In the great house, there are people with different makeup. But what determines their value is in their use. When you are put to use, do you produce value? That's what makes the difference. In a great house, there are people of earth. And it says, some to honor and some to what? Dishonor. You will not be a vessel to dishonor in Jesus' name. It says some to honor, some to dishonor. God did not make them like that. He didn't make man and say you will be to dishonor. No. It's a choice. Now look at the next, listen. Verse 21. If a man therefore purge himself of this, there's something you need to do yourself. If a man therefore purge himself of this, he shall be a vessel unto honor. That means if you don't purge yourself, you'll be a vessel unto dishonor. Does it make sense? So there is something you need to do. And then when you're a vessel unto honor, you are sanctified and made for the master's use and prepared unto every good works. It doesn't matter whether you are wood. Wood can be prepared unto every good works. Even gold can be prepared unto every good work. It's not whether you don't feel superior because you can do certain things better. No. Don't feel inferior because you can't do much. All you need to do, discover what God has put in you and then begin to seek God. As you seek God, God will change your story. In the name of Jesus Christ. So never feel inferior. It's just like, you know, I was discussing with a son and I talked about, he knew of a seed I gave. And then he also gave the seed. But when he knew of the value I gave, he said, ah! I said, no, don't feel intimidated with that. God does not work like that. Praise the Lord. I can give 10,000, you give 1,000. If my 10,000, you know, my 10,000 can even score 40% with God, and your 1,000 will score 100% with God. For example, if I do a business and I have a profit of 1 million, how much is my tithe? 100,000. And then somebody else does a business and makes a profit of 100,000, how much is his tithe? 10,000. If the person with tithe of 10,000, if he so give that 10,000, what has he given? 100%. And then the one that has supposed to pay tithe of 100,000 and he pay tithe of 50,000, is he 100%? The value 50,000 is far more than 10,000. But on the ranking of God, that one is lower in ranking. So don't ever feel inferior. Somebody gave 1 million and then you gave 1,000. No! The woman that gave the mite, that widow, she gave the most. Because God is looking at the state of your heart, where it's coming from. Some give out of abundance and some give out of scarcity. Out of sacrifice. They empty their pot to give. Others will look at the leftover is the one they give. God puts them on different scales. The same way, if you are a vessel of gold, you are not superior to the vessel of wood. Because when the wood purges itself, it says it will be a vessel to honor, sanctified for every good work. Hallelujah. If the gold or silver does not sanctify itself, then it can be a vessel unto dishonor. Hallelujah. You will not be a vessel unto dishonor in the name of Jesus Christ. Does that make sense? So honor is a choice. You can choose. If you are wood, don't try to be like gold. If you are wood, don't try to be like silver. Just be yourself. But be the best you are meant to be. Praise the Lord. Don't try to be like anybody else. Just be the best you are meant to be. God has made you the way you are. And he has deposited something in you. Maximize that thing that is inside of you. And then you will make impact in your generation. Somebody say, I hear. Number 10. Sin is a stain on the garment of honor. When you sin, your garment of honor becomes filthy garment. Sin is a stain on the garment of honor. When you sin, your garment becomes a filthy garment. It has no respect for titles. Joshua was a great man of God. Very great. And he wore the garment. Only to discover that the garment was a filthy garment. I don't know what he did that stained his garment. You're under the sound of my voice. The thing you do in the secret is a stain on your garment. As you are going, you think you are very wise, spotless, but everybody is seeing that it is stained with sin. Sin is a stain on the garment. You can't toy with sin and carry honor. They don't go together. You cannot toy with sin and carry honor. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. It says, righteousness exalted the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Any day, any time. Sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is a reproach to any people. It doesn't matter who you are. When you sin, you are inviting reproach. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 3 to 4. Now, Joshua was clothed with filthy garment, and he stood before the angel. If Joshua knew that he was wearing filthy garment, he would not stand before angel. You see, don't wait until your sin is exposed in the public. You can deal with it before it deals with you. If the sin you don't deal with will deal with you, the sin in the secret will deal with you in the open. Joshua was standing before the angel, and he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away thy filthy garment from him. That's in the public. Joshua was clothed with filthy garments, and he stood before the angel. There are people that they are in the choir, they're in the congregation, they are among the ministers, they are pastors, but they are clothed with filthy garments. They are clothed with filthy garments. They may be wearing suit, but God is seeing garment that is stained. It's not only God that is seeing it, the devil is seeing it. The devil is seeing it. He knows that you have diluted your authority of redemption with sin. In the name of Jesus, every plot of the enemy to sink you with sin, I cancel it in Jesus' name. Now, it's not just about prayers and prophecies. It's also about something you do. Make up your mind. Say, return to me. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. At the end of it are the ways of death. See, that way, you keep going on the wrong way, we never make it right. The wrong way can never be right with time. Wrong way can never be right with time. The right thing to do when you're on the wrong way is to turn and take the right way. Hallelujah. You will not take the wrong way in Jesus' name. Rise up on your feet, and I want you to ask the Lord. Father, I have heard your word tonight. I want to be a vessel unto honor. I want to be a vessel that is prepared unto every good works. Lord, there are issues in my life that need to be purged. I come to you right now Let your grace purge me now. Let your grace purge me. Let your grace purge me now. Let your mercy purge me right now. There are issues in my life. There are issues in my life that need to be purged so that I can be a vessel unto honor. Lord, let your mercy, let it purge me right now. Let it purge me right now. That secret sin, that habit that God does not like, God has been warning you. He has used people to warn you, and you have continued. God is asking you, if you don't repent of it, he will expose you in the open. That secret sin, he will expose you in the open. But he said, now is the time of salvation. You can deceive me, I can deceive you, but none of us can deceive God. I want you to pray. Open your mouth, begin to pray. Ask the Lord, Father, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. In every, you know those areas. Ask the Lord to have mercy. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Have mercy upon me. In the area that I need to purge myself. It may be in the place of pride. It may be in the place of arrogance. It may be in the place of gossip. It may be in the place of idleness, laziness. I don't know the area that you need to purge yourself. Begin to ask the Lord. There are mercies available right now to purge yourself. You can't be a vessel unto honor. You can't wear the garment of honor when you are contaminated with sin, when you are contaminated with disobedience, when you are contaminated with pride, when you are contaminated with unbelief. I want you to ask the Lord for mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. All eyes closed and all heads bowed. You are here in the house. You want me to pray with you. You know you are not living right with God. You want me to pray with you right where you are. I'm not going to call you out. God knows you. You know that God knows you. I may not know you, but God knows you. Right where you are, you want me to pray with you so that God can make the mercy available so that you can purge yourself. Lift up your right hand and I'm going to pray. Wherever you are, even those at online, I want you to lift up your right hand in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, for everyone that has heard your word and lifted up their hands, oh God, to be purged, let your grace and mercy be available now in Jesus' name. Lord God Almighty, every yoke of sin, let it be broken now in the name of Jesus. I command them free from sin in the name of Jesus, free from every spell of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody shout hallelujah. In this month of honor, the Lord God Almighty, we honor you. I said, the Lord will honor you in the name of Jesus. God will compare the heaven and earth to honor you in the name of Jesus. In this month of honor, God will set you apart for honor in the name of Jesus Christ. And you become a set aside, a set apart for honor in the name of Jesus Christ. God will single you out for honor this year in the name of Jesus Christ. God, by reason of honor, will grant you speed like never before. Unprecedented speed like never before. In the name of Jesus, you will not be stagnated. In the name of Jesus, you will have speed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. If you are blessed tonight, shout hallelujah. Put your hand together for the Lord as you take your seat. I want to do something before I drop the microphone. If you are here from Restoration Garden, rise on your feet and shout hallelujah. Restoration Garden, God bless you. After Restoration, the next one is Miracle. If you are here from Miracle Garden, rise on your feet and shout hallelujah. Miracle. We want miracle to happen now. Where are they? Praise the Lord. After miracle, we had Graceful Garden. If you are here from Graceful Garden, rise on your feet and shout hallelujah. Graceful Garden. Even today is our birthday. Here you know. Grace will be abundant for you in Jesus' name. If you are here, in Praise Garden. Rise on your feet and shout hallelujah. Okay, okay, okay. Now, relax, relax, relax. Let's see. If you are here from Dominion Garden, rise on your feet and shout hallelujah.